The very first time machine visits to other times for interesting stories of famous firsts. Today's episode, Nellie Bly. Nellie Bly was a great pioneering journalist and one of the most remarkable women of the 19th century. She was born around 1865 in Cochran's Mills, Pennsylvania, as Elizabeth Cochran. She got a job with the Pittsburgh Dispatch after writing a furious editorial about the prevailing perception of women as being good for little but housework. What few female journalists of the day there were never used their real names, so Elizabeth selected Nellie Bly from the old Stephen Foster song. Nellie pioneered investigative reporting, delving into such touchy subjects as divorce, scandalous at the time, sweatshops, child labor, and slum life. She moved to the New York World in 1887 and exposed conditions for the insane by pretending to be mad and getting herself committed to an asylum. Nellie became world famous in 1889 when she set out to travel around the world in 80 days by boat, train, and horse. Author Jules Verne said she'd never make it, but Nellie did it in just over 72 days and was given a ticker tape parade down Broadway. Nellie Bly in 1922 was hailed by newspapers everywhere as the best reporter in America. Not the best female reporter, the best reporter. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.